Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Off and running hour two here. Be here at the Sports Book and Bar at Beau Rivage Casino and Resort until 7 o'clock tonight. We'll hand things off to the LSU head coach, Ed Orgeron, show. Speaking of Coach O, his sit-down with Jeff Palermo, our WWL.com contributor, did the interview with Coach O earlier this week. I was dealing with Monday Night Football. Didn't want to be late for the pregame there, so Jeff Palermo chipped in and helped us out. We certainly appreciate his help. Beau Rivage has led the way in ushering in a new era in sports entertainment in Mississippi. You will find us here each and every Wednesday during the football season, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister. I'm Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. And, fellas, I got to tell you, since Drew Brees broke this record, there's been the ongoing debate of is he the GOAT? Is he, you know, is he not? And some talking heads at the NFL level wouldn't even put him in the top 10 all time.
Well, they're idiots.
And look, I just think the GOAT conversation in general, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, it's all objective.
It's all in the eye
of
the
beholder. You could have a bunch of GOATs, I think. Why, you want a bunch of GOATs. Who wants one GOAT?
Right.
I mean,
for livestock purposes, you want a bunch of them.
I want a herd, right.
I mean, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, John Elway,
Joe Montana.
Who cares?
Right.
I mean, like, they're all great. They are elite. You'll never see anyone like them. I mean, I just get so aggravated by, well, is he the GOAT or is he not? Well, yeah, you can make the case for about a handful to 10 to 12 guys. Are they the GOAT?
Man, it's like, who's the GOAT, LeBron James or Michael Jordan? I don't know. How about I have both of them?
Right.
I mean, you know, different era. Can they both be great? I mean, how the game changes and all that. I mean, we need to embrace it all. But I don't know. Is that a millennial thing about the GOAT?
Maybe.
Because when I was growing up, you didn't want to be the damn GOAT.
No, right. That means you were the bad guy.
Yeah, not
the hero of the GOAT.
Remember, that was the hero of the GOAT, right.
Yeah, look, that whole conversation somehow got skewed where we've gotten into, is he the GOAT? Or is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Okay,
who cares?
First off, let me tell you right now, even though football was more a team sport than basketball because they have more players, the greatest of all time. Now, you know what could be the greatest of all time? If you play a sport by yourself, golf. Now, that could be a greatest of all time. Tennis, yes. It's a team sport. No, Drew will tell you. Michael Jordan, whoever it might be, LeBron James, Joe Montana, they'll tell you that the team effort. So, you know, again, but the way – I don't make the rules, just the way it is. Usually when a team wins, who gets all the glory? Most, the head coach and the quarterback.
Yep.
And then when they lose, they're going to get the blame. So when you're playing a team sport, I don't know how you can have greatest of all time. You can say have greatest team of all time, but as far as individual, you got to leave that for individual sports, like golf or tennis. That's my opinion.
Well, and here's the problem. If you're not grading or judging on the same thing, I mean, so what are the parameters that makes you or qualifies you for the GOAT?
Is it wins, Super Bowl wins, or is it stats?
Well, and so that's the problem. So what are we using to come up with to qualify this individual for the GOAT? That's where it all has to be figured out, because after that, it's just subjective.
Well, to not have Drew Brees in the top 10, again, like I said earlier, you're an idiot. I don't care from a national perspective, whatever, how much football you played or didn't play, to not have Drew Brees in the top 10, no, you're not even being objective. You know, some people hold it, oh, but Drew Brees, he's not as flamboyant. He throws, makes too many plays in the pocket. Well, if you're a freaking quarterback, that's what you're supposed to do, throw in the pocket and make throws. What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm glad if you can extend plays. When people use that argument, oh, Drew's too little. That's even more impressive.
Yes.
You know, well,
in a position where height is your advantage, and he's turned his lack of height to an advantage as well.
So that should be a plus, not a negative. Oh, you see Drew Brees in the street. He looks like the accountant. Well, listen, the accountant, I don't care if he looks like the accountant. I know damn sure he don't play like the accountant. He plays like an NFL quarterback. So with that, I think, without being a homer, and we were talking about this driving over here, that for sure Drew's in the top 10. I think he's in the argument top 5, 4, 5, or 6, somewhere around there. But it's not even a question, top 10 all time. And it could be argued. Now, that's not like people won't look at you like going to put you in the crazy house if you pick Drew Brees number one because he's going to have a number of the records. And now, but you know what people do, what ticks me off, is that even if the Saints and Drew Brees wins that second Super Bowl, they change the narrative. They move the end zone back. They go, oh, yeah, well, he did that, but okay, but he has to do this. No, listen, I'm telling you, even though Drew Brees wins that second Super Bowl, they still won't give him the credit he deserves. That they're going to push it back.
Push what back?
Well, like the greatest of all time, whatever, or number one. Oh, he has to win two Super Bowls to be in the conversation. They're going to make something else up to make him not be in the conversation.
He didn't win three, like Brady.
I'm telling you, they're going to push back the end zone. They're gonna change it. They're going to say, oh, no, he has to do this now. I'm telling you, I don't know.
It doesn't matter if he's the quote-unquote GOAT. What he's meant to this city, this region, and that football team.
The Saints would not have stayed in your arms if Drew Brees is not the quarterback. How do you know that? Because the Saints would have not have won at that level. I'm just
Wait. Come on, Bobby.
Okay.
Wait. Say that again now.
Okay, if Drew Brees is not the quarterback, the Saints don't overall have the success, immediate success, to get the fan base excited to stay in New Orleans and have year in and year out a waiting list for season tickets.
That's not true.
If Drew Brees is not the quarterback, Drew, we don't win.
That's not true.
What's not true? Explain to me.
Drew Brees had nothing to do with the 70. That was a 70,000 waiting list. People committed.
Because the Saints won.
This was before they won.
Okay,
before the season.
To keep the team at home.
Let me finish. There was a waiting list. 70,000 people committed to the city and the team of New Orleans before 06, before a game was played. You hadn't even made it to the NFC Championship game. Now, trust me.
Okay.
He helped Reggie Bush, Sean Payton, Scott Fujita, Drew Brees, all of them helped. But this was before we even won a game because the talk was already out there of this team leaving and going to San Antonio.
Well, do you think the Saints don't go to San Antonio if Paul Tagliabue doesn't get involved?
Oh, look, now we're doing
Hello?
Well, of course, but we've talked about this.
I'm just
if
telling
you. If he doesn't get involved, I agree. I totally agree with you. You're changing the goalposts.
It's a combination of the narrative.
You're changing the touchdown for me now.
No, it's a combination.
You just said it. You changed the touchdown.
Because within, Christian, just be quiet. Me and Drew's talking. So I'm just telling you that how they quickly won a Super Bowl in 2009, the fans stayed on the bandwagon.
But the deal was cut already.
Yeah, but they'll cut, but that don't mean you have a waiting. Anybody can make up a waiting list. I mean, I want to see, like they say, 60, 70,000. Okay, I want to see that waiting list. I mean, is that realistic? Or that just you can sugarcoat those numbers whatever you want. The reason why
so
those
you
want to
call each season ticket holder potential that's
no,
on that list?
No, I'm telling you the reason why the Who Dat Nation has grown and the fans are in it.
You're winning.
Team. Yes.
I understand
And without
that.
Drew Brees, they're not winning. I'm telling you, without Drew Brees, they ain't winning.
I think
Drew Brees is that important.
Hey, can I talk now?
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Drew Brees is that important, I'm just telling you.
That's why I'm sitting in the middle of these two guys.
Drew Brees,
we just let you sit there, Christian.
Yeah. No. I purposely said I'm sitting between them because if I don't, I'll never be able to get to a break, which I'm over
Drew
right
Brees
now.
Is that important, I'm telling you.
Derek, Brian, Ed, Anthony,
yes,
Jay,
to
and David,
yeah,
and you
winning.
Two at 504-260-1870. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron next with Jeff Palermo here on WWL. All right, welcome back to Sports Talk. At the new sports book and bar at the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. This WWL exclusive interview with Coach O is brought to you by Rouse's Market, shop the official supermarket of the Saints. And Jeff Palermo, our WWL.com columnist, visited with LSU head coach Ed Orgeron. Take a listen.
Tough loss last week against Florida. How do you see this team rebounding?
Yeah, first of all, Georgia's got our attention, but today's Tell the Truth Monday. We're going to look at it. We had a lot of opportunities to win the game. Again, we shot ourselves in the foot in a lot of drives. We didn't execute on defense like we should. We got to fix those things and on to Georgia.
A rash of turnovers the last couple of weeks. How do you try to correct that? Easier said than done, right?
You know, it starts with protection. I mean, you know, Joe's getting blindsided. He can't see it. He's trying to throw the ball, so we have to protect him first. The interception, you know, he just made a poor decision right there. But, you know, it's something that's hurt us. It's something we've been very good at. We need to bounce back.
When it comes to getting your receivers, a little more consistency there, do you feel you guys took a step back last week?
You know, that play down the field, the first play down the field to Jefferson was outstanding. We missed a couple of balls. We didn't get the plays that we wanted to, but Joe didn't have a lot of time to throw neither.
Offensive line, is this maybe the second week, first time all year that we'll see the same starting five 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, for now, if we don't get nobody hurt in a week. But, yeah, I think we're going to keep McGee at left guard. Brumfield will not be back. Hopefully that we can make the week, nobody else get hurt, and we can have a little continuity.
On defense, Florida rushed for a bunch of yards against you. How do you try to correct that?
You know, just mistakes, missed tackles, not playing some blocking schemes right, not being in the right place at the right time.
Joe Burrow, what do you say to him after you mentioned it? He got beat up a little bit against Florida. How do you see him respond?
Well, I think he's going to respond well. He's tough. He knew that he made a mistake throwing the interception. We need to hold on to the ball better. There are some things that we need to do, change our protection, slide the protection, make better decisions in the line of scrimmage. I know he's going to do it.
What impresses you the most when you watch Georgia on the film?
The whole team, very talented, well-coached. But that offensive line, that center is one of the best we've seen. That stable of running backs, they have five or six running backs right now that can play in the NFL, and their quarterbacks are excellent.
Well, Jake Fromm, he is pretty good. How do you try to affect him? You did get a lot of quarterback hurries on Felipe Franks. You weren't able to bring him down, but how do you take it up another step there?
Yeah, first of all, we have to stay in our pass rush lanes. Don't let him run the football and affect him. Make him throw the ball in 2.5 seconds. It's going to be a challenge. This is by far the best offensive line we face.
Georgia hasn't been involved in a close game yet this year. They were in a few last year, but how do you use that to your advantage considering all the nail biters you've been through so far this season?
You know, we got to play our best football to play with Georgia. We're playing them at home. We have them at home. We have to win the line of scrimmage. We have to win the turnover battle. We know the recipe. We got to get it done. We have to have an excellent week of practice.
I would imagine you anticipate Tiger Nation will be in this one from the kickoff.
I know the Tiger family is going to be ready to start the Tiger walk. I know they're going to be loud and proud. I know everybody's going to stay the whole game for 60 minutes and show everybody that it's the best stadium in America.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Go Tigers.
All right, that's our weekly WWL exclusive interview with Coach O. It's brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Shop the official supermarket of the Saints. Back to the phones we go. Brian in Morgan City. What's going on, Brian? You're on WWL.
Hey, how y'all guys doing over there?
Good, all right, Brian, what you got?
Well, I know the Peretti Jaguar opinion is up, but I had a glaring kind of question for y'all about next week's game. You know, Drew always it seemed like Baltimore's been his kryptonite.
Right.
And I'm thinking, is it possible next week could he exercise some demons and get it done?
Yeah, you think the percentages eventually Sean Payton and Drew Brees are going to beat the Ravens. That's the only NFL team they have not come away with a victory. You look at Drew, he's never beaten the Ravens. Now, four career tries, I don't know, is five the magic number? He could go 0-5 or he could be 1-4. You look at the Saints. Deuce can recall this. We talked about this early in the show, or just 1-5 against Baltimore in their history. So it'll be interesting to see. You look at the Ravens. And I thought this was unusual looking at their schedule. Now, they're going to go at Tennessee. That might be another 12-9 game, kind of like Cleveland, what, 9-6. They went at Pittsburgh and took it to the Steelers to close out that second half. Remember, they shut out the Pittsburgh at 14 points. They didn't score after that. Then they lost at Cleveland. They got at Tennessee. So usually you don't see three road games in a row. But the Ravens, you know, one thing, a lot like the Redskins, and I think that was a big key, the Ravens have won in the trenches. Offensive, defensive line, can we win in the trenches? I think it could be key. And I think if I can recall the top of my head, what Drew did not do against the Redskins, he cannot do against the Ravens. He didn't throw an interception. And there's been games against the Ravens where he's throwing. I think one linebacker, if I can remember in the dome, had a pick six and another interception. If I can't think of his name. But if Drew can avoid those turnovers, that's going to go a long way to try and win on the road.
We're at the Sportsbook and Bar at Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. Our local news headlines, our CBS News headlines, back in a flash here on WWL. Another chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 25 minutes. You're going to love the word. You'll get it once I say it. Welcome back to Sports Talk at the Sportsbook and Bar, Beau Rivage Casino and Resort, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister. I'm Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Anthony in Slidell. What's going on, Anthony? You're on WWL.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my
call.
Hey,
Anthony, what you got?
Hey, Bobby. Listen, I think Drew right now is playing at the MVP level, but I also felt like in 2009 and 2011, he played at the MVP level and should have won it. So,
he won the Super Bowl MVP, though.
Right.
Regular season.
I know.
Yeah, and I think –
well, the 2011 season, God, if we could have won the Super Bowl, then – listen, we became the new greatest show on turf. You know, you kind of look at the rule changes with the Rams did with Kurt Warner and all that. I mean, we were so explosive in 2011. I mean, it was – I don't know. Deuce, we've argued about was the 2011 team better than 2009?
Yeah, more talented.
And it's a shame. And ironically, we're just talking about this. Alex Smith was at the 49ers. And we took – now, this shows you how good we were.
Why couldn't he have had a game like he had on Monday night against the
right.
Saints when he was
hey,
the 49ers?
Right.
We could hit him.
You remember Pierre got knocked out by Dante Whitner inside the 10. To show you how good we were that year, in that game, we had 5 turnovers. We lose about 17 points. We come back. We take the lead twice. Under 5 minutes, and we still lose.
Yep.
I was like, come on. That could have been a magical year.
Yeah, I agree with you. I felt like, and I think Drew will go down as one of the all-time, greatest Saints players. I mean, I'm an Archie Manning fan, and Deuce, I've watched you since high school at Morton, and Bobby ever since you were Michigan Panther. So I'm a fan from all y'all way back. But I think Drew will be probably in the top 3 all-time Saints.
He's number one. He's number one.
We ain't talking about
Saints. We're talking about NFL.
Hey, man, I'm old school. I love Archie and
NFL, though.
I'm telling you, Archie would probably tell you he's number one.
Yeah, Brees
is number one.
Christian, from a stat standpoint, I agree with you.
So what do you think? Well, so, Jay, I mean, Anthony, what do you think, like, NFL? I mean, quarterbacks, I mean, where do you put Drew? I mean, top 10.
I put him in the 4, 5, or 6, because I'm big on – records are important, but it is a team sport, and I'm looking at Super Bowl wins. Now, I don't like Brady, but I got to give the man credit. He's been in the 80s,
right?
Five. You know, then you got Terry Bradshaw, who won 4 back to back. Then you got Joe Montana, who won 4. Then you got Troy Aikman,
right,
who won 3. You know, so, and then you get to a bunch of guys that's won 2. But if you want to, if you count on going to Super Bowls, Fran Tarkenton went to 3 and lost all 3 of them. Jim Kelly went to 4 and lost all 4.
And then you look at Dan Marino. Let me tell you, Dan Marino didn't win anything. He went there as a rookie to the Super Bowl. But I know the day and age Dan Marino was playing, how they were tattooing the quarterbacks and the rules. The records Dan Marino has is unbelievable. So to me, that I don't care. You want to win championships. Again, like I said, it's a team sport, and you are the leader being the quarterback. But Dan Marino to me is in the top 5, how he could spin it, and considering the day and age and adversity he was facing and what he was able to accomplish.
Thanks for the phone call, Anthony. Coming back for Jay on the North Shore, Robert and Gentilly, David in Lakeview, Ed and Kenner, Chris in Mississippi, and Garrick in Metairie. You sure that's not Garrett?
Is that
I'll
check. Cousin?
I don't, who knows? We'll see. Sports Talk here on WWL. Welcome back. Sports Talk from the Sportsbook and Bar, Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Christian Garrick here every Wednesday till 7 o'clock. We hand things off to the LSU head coach Ed Orgeron show. Back to the phones we go. Jay on the North Shore. What's going on, Jay? You're on WWL.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show. point I want to make is in regards to the greatest quarterback of all time, the one stat that controls for team and rule changes and Super Bowls and defenses that they play with is the single game or single season and career completion percentage. That way, that doesn't matter which system you're in, who you play with, you got to complete the pass. And if and Breeze in that regard rises to the
top.
That's
not true. That's not true. No. Because the rules changes with the way the receivers, the distance down the field. It's not 5 yards down the field.
Yeah, he's about to knock you out if the ball wasn't in the air.
Yeah, how aggressive I can be as a defender down the field. The protection for the receiver now is a lot. They get the receivers can get away with a lot as far as down the field. The defenders, their hands can't. After 5 yards, they can't touch them.
No, even going back to Johnny Unitas and all that, Deuce, if you're running a 15-yard in route, if the ball went in the air, the DBs would knock the crap out of you.
He could still pull you.
Yeah, and would do everything to knock you out. So, yeah. Now, with that being said, with the rule changes and even without, if the receiver's open,
he's going to find him.
Drew Brees' accuracy is unbelievable. And his anticipation. So, a lot of times, if you're watching a game, Who Dat Nation, and all of a sudden you might say, man, where the hell Drew's throwing on that one? I would dare to say that the ball's the right place, the damn receiver.
The receiver in there.
They weren't supposed to do what the play was
called
upon. There
are very, very, very few plays that he's missed very bad where a defender, not just a defense, but a defender has fooled him.
Right.
There are very, very few plays that he has missed on in that regard.
But former quarterback, that impresses me more than anything is the pre-snap read, the anticipation, and the accuracy. That, to me, Drew Brees is
– name close.
Yeah, the best of the best.
Look, he had a career high 89% completion percentage on Monday, I should say. He bested himself. He keeps getting better. It looks like he's getting better and better at the older he gets.
Yeah. Like a fine wine.
I can't argue with that.
What was the next thing?
Where will we put Warren Moon? Based off of what?
Let's put him back. Bring him back on, Mark. So,
where'd you put Warren Moon on the list of the all-time greats? Counting
Warren Moon, I can tell you, simply from spinning it and just watching film him throwing the ball, I would have him on the bottom of the top 10.
Yeah, he's going to be 10,
I'd
12.
Say 9, 10. Yeah, he. I'm telling you, now, you know, people say, well, you got to win a championship. But again, it's a team sport to supporting cast.
Well, go look and see what Warren Moon was able to do in Canada. Go back and just – I don't even know if you
and
Google
it's pro
it.
Football.
I know pro football, but yeah. I'm just saying go look and see what he was able to do in Canada before he even got the shot to come and do it in the NFL.
He's the all-time leading professional quarterback in the world.
Yep.
If
they combine those numbers –
yes, pro football.
If they combine those numbers, it's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
I know this. He threw the prettiest pass of any quarterback I've seen.
Warren
I'm
Moon,
about tight spiral.
Okay, tight spiral. He never threw a duck. Warren Moon at 42 years old could throw like an any 20-year-old. He could spin it. I mean, his ball was so pretty. That's why Aaron Rodgers could spin it, but he can't spin it necessarily better than Warren Moon. I'm not saying Warren Moon's better than Aaron Rodgers as far as flicking it, but it's like 1 and 1A. It's the same conversation.
The RPMs on Warren Moon's footballs were
the ball come out
record
here. You just hear, woof.
Yep.
I mean, you just hear a woof. From the ball, just pass him. Woof,
woof.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like a bullet coming.
Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister.
Coming in,
Christian Garrett coming to you from the Sportsbook and Bar at the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. Coming back for your phone calls next here on WWL. Hi, welcome back to Sports Talk here at the Sportsbook and Bar, the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort. Back to the phones we go. Ed and Kenner, what's going on, Ed? You're on Saints Radio.
Hey, everybody. Stallworth, is he out? Or I know he was injured during the game. Do you know if he's back?
Who? Who?
Stallworth, the defensive tackle.
Yeah, Taylor Stallworth. Yeah.
That looked bad. Whenever you go off on a cart, it's not good.
Well, I think he could have walked.
So you don't know what the x-ray showed or anything.
But they took him on the cart. That's never good. I know that.
I think he could have walked. I think it's lower left leg. I do know that much. But how bad, whether it was an ankle or whether it's something else, we don't know.
And he's really been a pleasant surprise, I would say, a dark horse. That's the true dark horse of this year to contribute and make the team. Who was it last year? The running back.
That made the team last year?
Yeah, they made that. That was a true dark horse. From Maryland.
Trey Edmonds.
Trey Edmonds,
yeah. Well, I think Taylor Stallworth is that dark horse that has contributed this year, and he's in that rotation with Tyler Davidson and all.
Well, Trey, bye week, good for him.
Yeah, Trey only, you know, contributed one game offensively.
As like special teams, like making tackles.
Special teams,
right.
I would agree.
He also, Stallworth allowed you to trade, what's his name, to the Browns. He gave you his play. Basically allowed you to move. His name
from Auburn. From Auburn.
Devereaux Lawrence.
Devereaux Lawrence.
Yeah.
His play allowed you to make that move.
That's why they did it, because they trusted Stallworth.
Robert and Gentile, what's going on, Robert? You're on Sports Talk on WWL.
Well, I would like to make my personal case as to why Drew Brees is the GOAT. Because he broke the record at the peak of his career while setting a personal best, throwing his, you know, that was one of his best games ever, certainly his best game by completion percentage, and that's hard to find in any record book.
Yeah, but the stage couldn't have been any bigger, and he was almost like a movie. It was like a fantasy, how you go to bed the night before the game and dream about, there's no way Drew could have dreamt to have a better game, and the circumstance. And Holly broke the record.
He's primetime Drew. Go look at his numbers in primetime.
It was like a movie.
Well, go look at his numbers. Whenever that cat hits the lights, he seems like he has one of these all-world games all the time.
I could put it in a bigger stage, put it in the playoffs or the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about peak. I mean, because if how about this? Can we get this for another 6 years, that type of play?
You can only hope. Does he want to play that long?
I don't know if he wants to play that long, but, I mean, can he do it for another 6 years?
When was it? It was in West Virginia. You said that, you know, him and Tom Brady were floating around. Oh, we'll play till we're 45.
45. Well, that would put it at 45.
Well, I can tell you right now, the level that Drew's at, the only thing that would stop him, and I'm looking even beyond next year, is how healthy. Now, if you get hurt and how you recover, that's a different mindset. But if he's healthy, man, come on. He can hang with anybody in the NFL.
All right, ready for your chance to win $1,000 in the Intercom National Cash Contest? The code word this hour is soccer. Text S-O-C-C-E-R to the following number, 72881. That's 72881. Text now and you can win $1,000 cash. Listen for the next code word tomorrow morning just before 7 a.m. $1,000 up for grabs. Win it for your wallet. Good luck. From all of us here at WWL, we never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates do apply. Please do not text and drive. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Sports Talk rolls on here, live from the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort at the new Sportsbook and Bar here on WWL. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.